That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Well, now, let's see what's going on down Pine Ridge. Well, Abner looks like a cinch for the job of lion tamer in the circus. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the big top, hard at work practicing his act, that of being the man on the flying trapeze. Squire is just entering. Listen.
Yeah, how's this looking, Squire?
Lum, you can't learn how to be a high trapeze performer unless you get that swing up higher off the ground than that.
Well, I'd rather learn how down closer to the ground this way. I get sort of dizzy-headed when I get up high.
Well, that's the reason you ought to practice up high, then. Anybody can just sit down on that bar and swing back and forth close to the ground that way.
Oh, you don't think folks would enjoy seeing me do this, huh?
Why, of course not. There's no trick to that, Lum. Any 10-year-old child could do that. You're supposed to be a high trapeze performer.
Yeah, don't you reckon we could start something new and have a low trapeze performer?
No, Lum. You're going to have to jump off of one swing and turn a flip-flop and catch another swing and hold on by your teeth and all such as that, Lum.
Squire, you better get somebody else for that job.
Oh, tut, 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 Lum. Why, there's nothing to be afraid of. You'll catch on to it in a few days. Anyway, you'll have that big net under you, so if you do happen to fall, it can't hurt you any.
Oh, I ain't scared. Heavens, no. It's just, well, that's the trouble right there. I don't stop to think about the dangers. I always was a terrible hand for taking chances. What I'm scared of is I might get up there and start doing a batch of stunts and flip-flops and all that, and a crowd get to slapping their hands and egging me on, and I'd pull such danger stunts that the women folks out in the audience would go into hysterics and faint and stuff like that.
Yes. Well, let's pull the swing up a little bit higher and see you try a few stunts then, Lum. Hang by your knees and anything like that.
No, I tell you, Squire, I about made up my mind we better get somebody else to do this trapeze.
Well, we can hire lots of fellas to do it, but I was just trying to get by on as little expense as we could, you know. I hired a fella this morning to help us. I guess I could let him do that as far as that goes. He says he's done trapeze work, but I just had so many other things for him to do that I don't believe he'll have time.
Well, I can just trade jobs with him then.
Well, I'm afraid you couldn't do all the things that he's supposed to do, Lum.
I'd do anything rather than to get up there on top of this tent without nothing but a little swing to hold on to.
Well, if you want to take over his job, why, it's all right with me, Lum.
Good. What all is he supposed to do?
Well, he's a sword swallower. That's one of his stunts.
A sword swallower?
Yes, that doesn't take up much time, though, Lum. I guess he could still tend to that.
Oh, sure he could. I don't believe I could swallow one of them things.
No, I wouldn't want you to try it, Lum.
It oughtn't to take him no time at all to run in the sideshow there and swallow two or three swords.
No, I was just thinking, though, he wouldn't have time to... Well, Lum, you'll have to do his tricks with the elephants. That's all there is to it.
With the elephants?
Yes, he wouldn't have time for that if he's going to be the trapeze performer.
Them elephants ain't bad about biting a fella, are they?
Goodness no, Lum, elephants won't bite. As long as I was in the circus business, Lum, I never heard of anybody being bitten by an elephant.
Good. Well, I believe you're talking about something there I can do, all right. I've always wanted to ride an elephant. Wait a minute. They don't buck like a horse, do they?
No, Lum. And it's quite an honor, too, you know. You'd lead the parade, set up there on the elephant with the big crown on your head and a fancy uniform with gold braid all over it.
It's sort of a king, huh?
Well, yes, that's what you're supposed to represent, Lum.
Good. Well, why in the world didn't you make mention of this job sooner? Granny, I can tell you already, I'll take it, Squire.
Well...
Are you going to have one of them house-looking things setting up there on top of him for me to ride in?
Yes, you ride in a hoot owl, Lum.
Hoot owl?
Yeah, a hoot owl, Lum.
Oh.
And you'll be propped up there with satin pillars, you know, and have a couple of fellas walking along beside you representing slaves.
Slaves, huh?
Yes, they'll be carrying big fans made of peacock feathers to fan you with while you're riding along.
Yeah, I'm liable to get hot setting up there. You know, I always felt like I was cut out for the circus, but I never knowed till now what department I already go into.
Well, if you want the job, Lum, I'll tell this other fella that you'll take over the elephant act and he can do the trapeze performing.
Yeah, tell him that.
Yeah.
If he tries to argue with you about it, just tell him one of the circus owners is going to look after the elephants himself, personal. You tell him that.
Well, I don't think I'll have any trouble with him, Lum. He asked for the trapeze job this morning, and I told him I'd already promised it to you, so I know he'll be glad to make the change.
He must be crazy. Imagine. How could anybody in their right mind rather have a job swinging on them trapezes up there in the top of the tent than to ride an elephant in the parade and have himself dressed up like a king? King Eddard. How does that sound, Squire?
Well, now, Lum, there's more to this elephant act than just riding in the parade, you know. You also put on some tricks here in the tent during the main show.
You do, huh?
Yes, that'll be the feature of the show. We'll have the trumpets blow a big fanfare, and then you'll come riding one elephant with the other one falling along behind you.
Yeah, that's the time.
Then I'll get up and make a speech about you, and we'll have to have a good name for you, too.
Yeah, what about King Edwards? That ought to be a good name.
Yes, King Edwards and his elephant. Then you put them through the tricks.
Hot dog. Grannies, I can't hardly wait, Squire. Don't you reckon I better be riding that elephant around a little bit to sort of get used to him, gentle him up a little?
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt anything. Yes, Lum.
If I could get them slaves to go with me, I'd just love to sort of march down by the barbershop and give them smart alecks down their eye full. Love to see the expression on their faces. Their eyes would bug out like a bunch of tromped-on toad frogs.
Yes, but now, if I were you, Lum, I don't believe I'd be riding around town that way. It'll spoil the show, you know. And besides, you'll have to be practicing your tricks with the elephant anyway.
Yeah, what about them tricks now?
Well, when you get in the ring out there in the middle, Lum, why...
Wait a minute. Here comes Abner.
Oh,
I bet you he'll throw a jealous fit whenever he hears I'm going to be king of the circus and ride an elephant with them slaves walking along fanning me with a big peacock feather.
I'm glad he came over here just now, too. Maybe you can help me, Lum. I'm having a little trouble getting Abner to be the lion tamer.
Well, sure. I'll be proud to help you talk him into it. But recollect now, you've done promised me I could do the elephant act.
Oh, yes, that's your job, yes.
Now, if he wants it, you tell him you think I'd be a heap better at it.
Well, howdy, man.
Oh, hello, Abner.
Well, hello, Abner.
Where about you been all day?
Well, I come by the store looking for you, Lum. Grandpappy Spear said you'd over here.
Yeah, I had to hire Grandpap to run the store for us. I'm going to spend all of my time with the circus now, Abner.
Yes, and Abner, what have you decided to do about training the cats?
Well, to tell you the truth, Squire, I sort of lost interest in that when I found out them cats was lions and tigers. I thought you was talking about house cats.
Well, Abner, it ain't going to be no trick to train them lions.
No, in fact, Abner, they're already trained. All we need is somebody to go in the cage there with them and put them through their tricks.
Why, sure, there ain't nothing to it.
Yeah, that's the part right there I don't like, at going into the cage with them. They might be trained, but I ain't. Squire was down there yesterday talking about wanting me to put my head in one of them tigers' mouths.
In his mouth?
Oh, well, that won't be hard to do, Abner. It's no trouble to get your head in a tiger's mouth.
I know. I ain't worried about getting it in there. Getting it out's what I'm worried about.
Oh, well, he ain't going to bite you, Abner. That don't happen once in a lifetime.
That's just the trouble. Once is all it can happen. No,
well,
sir.
What you've got to do is go in there and look them right in the eye and let them know you ain't afeard of them.
Plum, I couldn't look no lion or tiger in the eye and ever make him believe any such thing as that. They'd know it weren't so the minute I walked in that cage.
Well, I believe I'll go see that fellow about the trapeze performance. You talk to Abner now and see if you can't persuade him to change his mind about training the cat.
Yeah, all right, Squire. So long.
Cat.
Pal.
I wish he'd start calling them things by their right name. He almost got me in an awful fix there.
Now, Abner, you're just holding up the whole circus is what you're doing. Just over your stubbornness. Very ideas of being feared of animals that way.
Boy, why don't you train them yourself if you're so brave?
Well, I would, but this being king's going to take up all my time.
Being king? King of what?
King of the circus.
Huh?
Well, now, Abner, I hate to tell you this. I know you're going to be disappointed. Something wonderful.
Well, what is it?
Now, I promise you won't be mad at me.
All right, but what about this king of the circus business?
Well, that's it.
What?
Squire's done give me the job of putting the elephants through their tricks. Natural, a fella that does that's king of the circus.
Oh, that.
And there ain't no use for you to ask for him to do it, because he's done promised it to me.
Well, you don't need to worry about that. He tried to get me to take that job yesterday.
He did?
Why, sure. I told him I never wanted it.
Never wanted it? Now, wait a minute.
No, sir, not me. I don't want no elephant laying down on me.
Abner, what was that you said about an elephant laying down on you?
That's one of the tricks you've got to do, King.
Huh?
You've got to let that elephant pick you up in his trunk, wave you around the air a few minutes.
Oh, no.
Then he puts you down on the ground and lays down on top of
no.
you. No. No, sir, King, you can have that job. I don't want no part of it. Lum, what's the matter?
Abner, you better get them peacock feathers and start fanning me. I feel like I'm going to faint.
What does the king think about his job now? Is there a possible abdication in the offing?